Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Midday Magazine for this Friday, April 11th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here. In part two today, we're going to talk to Dr. Jill Dillian from Central Wisconsin Gift of Life. They've got a scavenger hunt we want to talk about. We'll be doing that in a little bit. Right now, we have been with us Jeremy Schmidt from Hidden Heroes Event in Hotel Mead. Jeremy's joined us a couple of times on the air here, so we've talked about quite a few things, your business. We've had some fun getting to know you their way and talking about that. But this event is something that's really special to our community. We wanted to really be able to put some focus on it. And Jeremy, before we dive into the event itself, what brought you to this event?
Sure. Well, as a Marine veteran, I served in a lot of support capacity, doing logistics and everything to support the warfighter. That meant that the Marines that I worked with oftentimes were those who are behind the scenes, doing the maintenance, doing the convoys, doing what it takes to make sure that those on the front lines are getting everything they need to, you know, win our battles. So coming back here to Wisconsin and reconnecting with friends and family, it just seemed that that was the perfect reason to throw an event, throw a party to honor, you know, our community. Our first responders are wonderful folks that do harrowing things all the time for us. And our hidden heroes, our street sweepers, our cell phone technicians, our waste management operators, garbage operators, collectors rather, you know, all those folks are combined what makes our community what it is, you know. And any one of those things could have something happen to them that will impact all of us.
Yeah.
So truly it's a really fun way to, you know, take a pause and let folks remember that it takes all of us here together to do this. You know, it's not just the business owners running the town. It's truly everybody.
First off, thank you for your service. Appreciate that. I come from a military family myself, got a couple of Marines in my family and such. And, we always like to note that, I believe in really any community, but in our community, just speaking we could have a different veterans event every day and still not cover enough of, when it comes to our veterans or our military, current military members or anything like that. The only group that would probably follow in that category is our first responders and our EMTs. And this is a wonderful combination of different businesses and walks of life and giving us an opportunity to say thank you and show our appreciation to these, any of these people that we've mentioned there that don't nearly get the shout out that they deserve nearly enough. But then you add on to the factor that everything you were just saying there, and we all understand too, whether we're talking about with our soldiers and our veterans, the cost of living and how difficult that can be on a day-to-day life, or the rise of suicide when it comes to our veterans and some of these things. We need to be putting more focus on this, and events like this help us do that. And not to skate past it or anything, as Jeremy said, in a fun way. It's a really fun event. It's a really good way to do this. So you're really being able to combine so many things here, and I'm a big fan of that. When you can have a strong cause and something that needs to be heard, while also having a good time. I think this community is very good at that. With the event itself, what give us the details if you don't mind, and what is going to be taking place during the event?
Certainly. So the event is actually going to last about 5 hours, starting around 4 p.m. And then outside with, hopefully, we're still putting all the last bits together, of course, but we're going to have, you know, fire trucks there, you know, the SWAT vehicles there, other types of hopefully, a, you know, garbage collection truck, street sweepers. The city had mentioned that they could bring out. So the vehicles that, you know, the kids and the families are going to want to come and have, you know, a nice outdoor, you know, celebration of this event. There's even food trucks. In fact, I got Chatterbox. She's nice. You know, weighing in, but she's looking pretty close, like she wants to come. Mm-hmm. And invited about a dozen other food trucks too. So
great.
Really want to make this a full community event. So that 4 to 6 frame is that outdoor period. Mm-hmm. And then we, you know, move into the ticketed side of the event. So 150 tickets right now,
nice.
To basically have an incredible dinner, by Chef Angie and her team there at the Hotel Mead. And, the mayor, is going to be coming, as well.
Nice.
As, you know, hopefully, some representatives from, the two main groups that we are raising this money for.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guest speaker, I really mean that I could speak about her all day long, but is a dear friend of mine. She's a fellow Wisconsinite. We went to school together, going all the way back to preschool.
Wow, that's awesome.
And now she has, for over a decade, owned a snow removal company, and that does other things as well. She'll be telling more about that. But truly one of those hidden hero companies and situations. And last winter, she even dispatched her crews down to Kansas City and other places around the country when the storms were doing all their weird things.
That's so, really cool. That's very cool. I remember, actually, now that you say that, I remember that. I remember hearing about that. That's very cool. Who we're talking about, Morgan Ferrari?
Yes.
I remember hearing about this and her company. A shout out to her in doing that. And this is another part of this that I love, because any chance we get, we shout out our veterans, our current military. And I think we, here at the station, I'll say, we could all do a better job of this, but we try to do our best at representing our EMTs and so many of the people that are in those industries. But we don't talk nearly enough about snow and removal or our garbage collectors or any of this, or recycling collectors, all these things. Industries and jobs that you would know if they weren't there. You would notice right
real
away.
Real quick.
So it's such a great opportunity to shout these people out. Then to have Morgan there to speak on this really adds to it. Really gives it, I think it brings it home for anybody that it might not.
I was so thrilled yesterday too when Emily reached out from the mayor's office and gave the final yes, he wants to do it. And even wanted to be the one to introduce Morgan, because it just really shows that the community is wanting to come together for this.
The least surprising thing I've heard all day. It's not Matt. He's such a good guy, and he wants to be a part of all of these events. Not surprised he wants to be there to introduce her and everything. He's a good guy, and shows how much he cares about this area with things like that, going above and beyond. This is something that it's a great event. Sounds like a lot of fun. But Jeremy, if you don't mind rewinding for a second, I imagine this did not happen overnight. This took a bit of work to put together and everything. I want to shout you and your team out for being able to do that, and all the, you know, people that cooperated and helped out with it. How long have you been working on this one?
Well, we probably put it together the initial let's do this maybe 6 weeks ago, and then got the engine going, you know, as fast as possible with that.
That's impressive. That's impressive, man. I didn't expect that number. Okay, maybe I was wrong. Maybe this is the second most surprising thing of the interview.
Well,
surprising.
I wanted to get something going in the spring before the summer, you know, madness. I mean, because come summertime, Wisconsin Rapids just floods with festivals and everything. Mm-hmm. So I wanted this one to be a little separated out from all
sure.
of that.
Yeah. I love that idea too, and it's a good timing. I think that's smart. It's good time, and you got a lot of people that are just itching to get out of the house, cabin fever, all that. So events like this, we love being able to look forward to and go to. And I appreciate you sharing that on a couple of levels. One, I think it's always great to shout, you know, people like yourself out. As much as we're shouting out all these individuals, you're saying I like to shout out community members like yourself that take go above and beyond and go the extra mile for our community. So, but I also know that there's people out there that think of things like this. And I think oftentimes when you sit there and like, oh, I got an idea, I think this would make a great event. Oh, I can never pull that off. Or I can never do something like this. I imagine you had some doubts at times during this process. But 6 weeks later, which is, again, just insane, here we are. You're on the air talking about the event. And we're looking at a great event, a great day coming up again, April 19th. We'll talk more about the details in a little bit. But I want other people to know that this can happen out there. I want them to know that our community can't have enough events like this. And if you have a thought, if you have an idea, I say jump on it. Get on it and see if you can make it happen, and you'll be on the air here talking, putting up with my questions like Jeremy is. It's a great note, and I appreciate you sharing that, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Anything else about the event that we wanted to make sure to tag on this one and make sure people knew?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, so first off, I want to give our shout out to our contributors, because we've got some very interesting ways it's been going on. So ERCO Worldwide has been one of our major contributors. The other nice, wonderful thing that gets to be said for everybody coming to this event is the Hotel Mead's contribution is the food. So 100% of those ticket sales are going to our two benefactors for the event. And then a little known company called Sand Slicer is helping doing the promoting and outreach.
I hear good things about them. I hear really good things about them. Good people. Shout out to the Hotel Mead. Shout out to the Hotel Mead, a long time wonderful business in this community that has put into this community and over multiple ownerships, I think is noteworthy. That's something we've always appreciated. And man, what a great place to have an event. Whew, what a great place to have an event. Love the Hotel Mead.
Well, and the hotel's not even going to be the only one helping us run the event. Mid-State is going to be, you know, we reached out and they're going to have some of their students volunteer their time too to help with the operations that evening.
That's a great, and again, not surprising. Mid-State continues to put in this community and invest in this community the way they do. Things like that, where they get the kids involved and students involved or something like that, is really important too. And as long as we're talking about this, you wanted to dive into something else here, a couple of other important groups.
Absolutely. So the two benefactors of this event are Focus, which as a community, Focus is probably the premier symbol for our community of what it does, feeding our communities. So I wanted to have that one kind of be the community, you know, part of the Venn diagram, if you will. But then the Wood County CISM team, that one, when I found out about that, it was what they do is after a traumatic event where first responders have to, you know, do what they do for all of us. This team goes out and helps with the debrief and reaching out to, you know, those first responders if they need those additional resources. And for me, and I have no problem saying this even publicly, but after going to war a couple times, you know, you deal with those things. So I'm thrilled that Wood County has something like that for our first responders.
It's we could not even put into words the work that that team is doing and how important it is to our community. And I always like to take this note because we get so caught up in life and so busy. We take shots at our society all the time. I'm proud of our society. I'm proud of that we are at this place where we realize how important something like that is and that we're getting better and better about that when it comes to mental health, when it comes to taking care of each other and looking out for each other. It's a great organization and a great group. We just had Focus in this week on Midday Magazine talking with Mary and talking about the great work there. And the audience has heard me for years talk about how important this topic is to me and hunger is to me. I it's something that affected me and my family quite a bit growing up. And it's one of the things that I think that is so universal when we talk about issues or problems, whatever verb you want to use. This is one that touches all lives. Hunger doesn't care what initials and what you vote or how rich or poor you are or where you came from or anything like that. Hunger affects everybody and every community. Almost every neighborhood is affected by that. And especially in the last handful of years, really going back to the pandemic, we understand this. Terry and I talk about this with the United Way a lot and the events they do for hunger. The work that Mary and the team at Focus are doing is some of the most important vital work in this community. Not just because it's dealing with hunger, but it's dealing with families, dealing with kids. Whatever you think of an adult is your own business, but no child deserves to be dealing with these things. No kid asked for any of this. When you're helping Focus, you're helping kids. You're helping you're helping families, but I want you to focus on the kids part of this because that's an investment in our future. That is the future. I double checked before the interview, Jeremy. Kids are still the future. And when you're making an investment in that, there ain't many better, greater things you can make an investment in. Then on top of all that, it's an event like this where you're there, you're having fun, you're enjoying yourself, the kids are having a good time, and in the back of your mind, in the front of your heart, you know that you're putting into your community. You're putting into two organizations that are constantly doing work for this community to keep it run, keep it moving, and don't get a shout out nearly enough. I love that that is all happening. One thing I wasn't sure of, and I'll be honest with the audience, I was going to ask you about off air first, but I heard some notes from you beforehand that I didn't need to ask. 100% of the proceeds.
Yes.
This is something that is so vital to people in this day and age, especially Americans, I'll say. Again, I hate to bring up pandemic and stuff, but one of the positives coming out of that, I think, was people really wanted to know, when I donate a dollar, how much of that dollar is going to this cause? Mm-hmm. They do their homework nowadays.
Yeah.
To be able to share that with our audience and let people know that right away, that's a credit to you, everybody that helped organize this, especially, you know, I want to shout out the Hotel Mead again, because that's a lot for them to do. That is pretty darn cool. And it just feels good to say. I want to keep saying 100% of the proceeds. It feels good to say. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
Of course. Yeah, I could not have asked for a better gift from the hotel when I, you know, pitched that to them. It was one of those things where it was, and shout out to them as well. The immediate, it was an immediate no-brainer for them. So, this community is definitely one community.
This is something that we actually touch on from time to time on the morning show and even here in at Civic Media. The idea of, you know, what kind of business do you want to be? What kind of event do you want to have or any of these things? Are you in this to make money? Are you in this to finish in the black? That I have nothing against that. That's fine. But that's a different style than, okay, I want to keep the lights on, but I also want to impact my community. I also want to make a difference. I want to do some good. I want to be able to look in the mirror and feel good about myself. I want to be able to look at my community and feel good about it. And events like this, or what the Hotel Mead just did with this event, are a perfect example of this. It's not just the above and beyond. It's understanding that finishing in the black isn't everything. And there are certain things in life you can't put a price on. I've mentioned the Hotel Mead. I've gone out of my way to mention them 5 different times. They didn't pay for that. That's free advertising they're getting. Now, do they need it? Not really. but in all seriousness, there are plenty of businesses that do. And I'd go out of my way to mention those businesses when they're a part of things like this, because that's an investment. They chose good PR. They chose doing good in the community over finishing in the black or dollars and cents. And I appreciate that so much. So we go above and beyond ourselves to try to shout those businesses out like that, like the Hotel Mead.
Yeah, and truly to Urkel Worldwide, too, for what they did.
Yeah.
Because what I haven't been able to share just yet is I've only reached out to a few of the businesses that I, you know, could, and because of the short turnaround, knew that, you know, the response may not be, you know, too high for this first go around. I'm hoping to do this event several years over. So
I was going to ask you that at the end. That's how good Jeremy is. He did this in the other interviews too. I have all these questions and you answer before I can even ask him. You're good. That's great to hear. That's encouraging. Something I would have said privately to you, but we'll just share right here. I've done this for a while, and I remember when Dove's Nest or Bluegrass at the Lake or some of them, when they first came in here and were first trying to build up some momentum and some talk about these events, and now they're gigantic. Mm-hmm. You give it time and you stay with something, these events, this community responds to them. And it sometimes just takes a little word of mouth, a little getting used to the event. I almost guarantee you do this again next year, people are going to be asking you, hey, you're doing that event again next year? You're doing it? This community loves these kind of things, especially when it ties in these causes. Mm-hmm. That's encouraging to hear that you're thinking the big picture like that. Not surprising at all, but good to hear that you're doing that. That's great. Anything else we wanted to touch on as we're getting close to the end here?
I don't believe so. I think you mentioned, let's just go over some of the details so that everyone knows how they can get their tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How can they get the tickets for this event, Jeremy?
So multiple ways. You can either go to the Hotel Mead's website, or you can call the hotel and purchase over the phone, or you can stop on in. There are tickets then for you to pick up at the front lobby once you make your purchase. They're $50 a seat, and like I said, all of it's going to SISM and Focus.
And keep in mind that the 150 guests, that's all we can fit over there, so you want to make sure to get those tickets right away, and then you can, if you have the comfort of knowing, hey, I'm already covered, I got that set taken care of. This is going on again Saturday, April 19th, 4 to 9, over at the Hotel Mead Resorts and Conference Centers, so you know it's going to be a good location and a great time. The Hotel Mead has got some other great things going on over there. Wednesday, the 16th, they got the Wisconsin County Style Line Dancing. That is going to be fun. That's going to be a fun
country time. Line dancing.
Country line dancing. I say county, I meant country. I don't know what county line dancing would be. Country line dancing will be going on Thursday, the 17th. Jim Mitchell, the astounding hypnotist. He's very good. Friday, the next couple of Fridays, they'll have a fish fry over there with Brian Betke. Some really cool events happening at the Hotel Mead. I encourage you to reach out more and find out more about what they're doing. You can at their website. Be sure to head on over there for that and follow them on social media as well. They do a great job over there. But hotelmead.com is the website if you want to check that out. And again, this event is going to be exciting, going to be fun. But Jeremy, throughout the process of this, we've talked about there is some wiggle room. It sounds like if there's somebody out there, a business or something else like that, that would like to be a part of the event, help with the event in any way, volunteers, can people still reach out to you and with that?
Oh, absolutely. We're looking more for some more food trucks and If anybody wants to contribute to SISM and Focus and just have, you know, their contribution be above and beyond the tickets, we're more than happy to, you know, pool everyone's resources together to present that to them Saturday.
And Jeremy, if people do have follow-up questions about anything we talked about today or any of the businesses when you joined us, you know, on our morning show and stuff, how can they get a hold of you, man?
Oh, get a hold of me personally?
Well, if they need to, if you'd like. Otherwise, just a way to find out as far as getting a hold of the company or the event. I'm sorry.
Oh, sure. So yeah, all of the information for our event on the 19th is on our Facebook page. It's on our Hotel Mead website, and I've been posting multiple posts a day spotlighting all of the hidden heroes throughout our community. So have a little fun reading those over the next several days.
It's a great idea. Right on. That's a really good idea. It's good. Always good talking to you, man. And it's great to have you in. Looking forward to hanging out again real soon. Thanks again for everything. Not only joining us on the air here with the businesses of yours and encourage people to find out more about that, but also an event like this. Appreciate it. We'll talk again real soon.
All right. Thanks again.
And we'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, we are locally grown radio.